fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Shit.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 662. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's a man with no cat on his lap, Tyler Dryblatt.
I could have a cat on my lap right now if I wanted.
You have 1 minute. Go. The thing is, I'm gonna splice in a lot of dead air. So it's going to seem like it took you like 20 minutes. And now, all of a sudden, we're like well into the episode.
That was a good idea.
No, that was I mean, that was really impressive. That was 3 seconds tops.
Yeah.
And also, that cat didn't move.
That cat was just like, I'm somewhere new. And I'm also content to be somewhere new.
Yeah, she's the cat that we, she invited herself in basically from outside. So she's like, as long as I'm not sleeping outside, pretty much everything is cool.
You know, I think if I slept outside for a while, I would feel the same way.
Didn't you sleep in a tent in your backyard in high school?
I think that was middle school, and that was on purpose.
Yeah, but you still complain about existing in a home that you own.
I mean, I did.
Just saying.
I did come back in, like, for most of the day. I just slept out there.
I don't
think but you specifically said sleeping outside, not living outside.
I think maybe you're being a dickhead right now. Do you hear it?
Nope. Tyler, I have a question.
Is your beer expired? Is that your question?
Yeah. So it said canned almost exactly 3 years ago. Excuse me. Almost exactly 3 years ago. Should I not drink this one and get a different
Depends
one?
Depends on the style.
It's a double IPA.
Yeah, that's I think I'm gonna be great.
I think I'm gonna. Yeah, sorry guys. You can introduce your beers while I get.
Oh man,
beer.
I can even see through your shitty camera that said Dale's on it. What was that, Deviant Dale's?
Dale's Double IPA.
I thought Deviant Dale's was a double IPA. Is Oscar Blues just making all types of double IPAs now?
Maybe this one does say at the top Double Down, so maybe that's like the sub variant.
Discount Double Check.
Yeah, but it's discount going into the trash, so I'll be right back.
All
right,
well, you go, and I'll introduce my beer, because you weren't going to listen anyway. Emily went to the beer store, and she got some beers, and I picked one at random. This is Dogfish Head. I guess you don't say the letter X with a crossover, do you?
No.
You write Dogfish Head X Hot Butcher, but you would just say Dogfish Head Hot Butcher. But that also, that's quite confusing.
Yeah, but every time you talk about it, you have to, you don't say the X, but you do the whole little spiel about don't say the X.
And I did do the spiel. This can art's sending me, because it's like a slice of pizza explaining squares and circles. Bro, I don't even know. This feels like a reference to something. I think it's called Square in a Circle in a Square.
Yeah.
It's a Citra anchovy and crush hopped IPA. I don't know anchovy or crush as hops, but I know Citra as a hop. And also as a dog.
Why would you name your hop anchovy? Like, oh, here's a hop I never want to use.
I do not know. But when you put it right next to an illustration of a pizza, it really makes you think it's going to taste like pizza. But when you take a step back, I have no reason to believe this is going to taste like pizza. 7% American IPA. Does it say hazy on here? Because it is.
It says juicy mango and watermelon pulp.
I think that's just saying
that it's the tasting notes. Just tasting notes. It's labeled as such.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a hazy, and I would love for it to be labeled as a hazy if it's hazy, but maybe it's just a cloudy-ass normal IPA. It smells like a hazy. Oh, this is delicious.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's so fruity. It's got enough bitterness to make me not yell at it for not having enough bitterness. I would like more bitterness, but it won't be scolded. But also, this is a hazy IPA. Call yourself a hazy IPA. Don't be a dickhead about it. But I like it. So, okay. End of opinion.
Okay. So I had to take a real downgrade here. Well, I shouldn't say that, but I probably am. I'm going with Quilmes, I think. Quilmes Clásica, which is a cerveza from Argentina.
You're drinking all these Ferner beers, and I always struggle to find them on Untappd. So I'm just going to Google this one live to make sure, because I can think of 20 different ways to spell Quilmes, and we'll see if Google can.
I'm almost certainly pronouncing it incorrectly. Do you want me to just spell it for you? I could just do it.
Wow, is it Quilmes?
Yeah.
Props to Google for translating what I put in here, which has almost no letters in common what I put in. You didn't pronounce it that bad. The I would be more of an E sound, Quilmes.
I'll take it.
But pretty close.
Yeah. Well, it's a lager from Argentina, and the Argentina part is really the only thing that makes it exciting. This one actually is from Argentina, unlike the Haitian beer that was actually from the Netherlands or whatever.
The Netherlands, that was weird.
Yeah. This is also crystal clear. It had a very light head that's gone now, similar size bubbles. Absolutely no scent.
The scent is absent. See, that was a stupid thing to say, but Emily, you got to talk it all or else I have to say something while he's drinking the beer. Otherwise, we got nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry. My bad.
You're just petting the cat.
I don't know how podcasts work.
I think you're listening to a podcast live. We're just, Tyler and I have a two-hander with a one-person audience right now. One person and one cat.
I don't know. I've never been on a podcast. What do I do?
One person, one cat is probably better than we normally get.
Hi, Tim.
This is...
Tim will listen with a dog, and a dog is more of a person than a cat.
Okay, that's true.
Is a dog more of a person than a cat, or is a dog better than a cat?
It's just more.
More.
It's bigger.
For sure. It's more. So
it's like how an elephant is many people instead of one person.
Yes.
Sure. It's also a tree and a rope and a cliff. It's the Blind Mice book. It's a book about...
Right. Yes.
I beg your sweet and salty pardon?
It's a retelling of the seven blind men, but they're mice, and they go out, and each one comes back and is like,
the parable?
It's a big rope, and it's just that mouse was swinging off its tail,
but
and it's like, it's a cliff, it's butt, or whatever.
It's specifically for kids, and it's about, the senses and shit.
Sure. Was there anyone that was like... I found a 2.5-foot long dick.
Weirdly, no. Yeah. That was not with the purple mask.
Full of water.
We'll get that in the next edition.
Yeah.
I think one of them was a hose, but I do believe that was the trunk.
Yeah, it was.
I got hose in different area codes. That almost makes sense.
Your penis is in multiple areas?
We've been through this.
Okay. This beer isn't good, but it's way better than the Haitian one. It reminds me a little bit of Abita in that there's really not much going on. There's maybe a little bit of a hint, a mere whisper of sweetness at the end, but it doesn't taste metallic. You know, it doesn't taste like it was brewed up in an oil drum, for instance. So compared to last week's, this is a winner.
Oh, man. Speaking of Abita, I know it's Emily's turn to introduce your beer, but you said Abita, and now it's my turn to talk.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't really want me to say anything, see?
I was in Louisiana this week, home of Abita, and I was talking to a guy who was talking about what a big beer guy he was. In the back of my head, I was like, he's just going to talk about how good Abita is, and I'm going to have to pretend to agree because
you're
just
on his turf.
Yeah, the dynamics of it. If I'm mean to him, he can tattle on me and get me in trouble.
oh, okay.
And then he was like, Abita, you know, it's everywhere. It's not very good, but if you want it, you can get it. And I was like, fuck yeah, Tom. We're on the same page. Let's chat. And he did recommend a beer to me, and I tried it, and it was delicious. It's called Juicifer. Good. It was really good. It's a juicy IPA. So, like, on theme, juicy IPAs that are tasty. It was great. Shout out, nice. Tom.
Way to go, Tom.
Oh, now you want... It's just all about what you need.
Wife, would you do me the lovely, delicate favor of introducing your beer and giving me some initial tasting thoughts?
Don't be weird about it. I have...
Sultry.
Left Hand Brewing Company's Chocolate Orange Milk Stout. I love a chocolate orange. I love a milk stout. I love a nitro. I want so badly to love this beer. It doesn't taste like orange. It smells like... When you get it up to your face, it smells like you, like, washed your hands with a lightly orange-scented soap before drinking a stout. But weirdly, I did burp, and it tasted exactly like orange. And that's an upsetting... Like, the orange must be in there.
Is this a different chocolate orange beer than was on the show a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I love a chocolate orange.
We had a whole conversation about this when she brought this 4-pack home.
Whack.
Because... Southern Tier does a chocolate orange that is quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And based on my limited research I've done recently, quite recently, in fact, this one doesn't taste so like orange so much.
Yeah.
It's just,
I mean, the last one I had was not the Southern Tier one, but also tasted very orangey. And this one does not have a lot of orange, but it's a solid.
This one smells so good. Is this not going to be good?
I mean, it's a good, like, it tastes like a Left Hand milk stout with, like, maybe a little bit of chocolate, but there's really not much orange.
You don't get any orange out of that? This is great. Bro, do you want to trade?
I didn't say
that beer is so good.
I didn't say I don't like it. I said it could be orangier.
Man, the roller coaster I went on, because she bought a 4-pack, and in all likelihood, I'm going to drink 3 of these. I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta drink 3 of these. And I just immediately flipped to, I get to drink 3 of these.
No, he's right. There is orange. It did not punch me in the face in the way the last chocolate orange beer I had did. And also, I drank a sip of his very fruity IPA.
Yeah.
Right after I took my first sip of this, and was like, where's the orange?
I'm sure going from one to the other is not the best experience.
Jarring. Not bad, just jarring. So that's surprised. How I like to drink my flights. All out of order.
And in jars.
I like to get a flight and
I
pour
them. I do like them to be in tiny mason jars because I am a millennial.
One big bucket.
You drank the March Madness dump cup. No, someone did, though.
Was there aspartame in that dump cup?
So I think maybe it was me because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The Beer Madness dump cup.
Oh, yeah.
You just had a pitcher in the middle of the table.
I did drink that.
Yeah, when we did Beer Madness, we just put a pitcher in the middle of the table for, like, if you really don't like something, you can dump it out. Or if you're trying to not get quite so wasted.
So you drank, like, a lot of people's spit.
Yeah, it was 2019. What are we going to do?
Fair.
Times were different.
That's true. I'm just really surprised that you can name 3 different chocolate orange beers. I just didn't realize it was that popular of a flavor.
To be fair, I don't remember what the other one was. I could look at the spreadsheet, but I won't.
I'll check.
But Sam will. I'm a simple lady. I see chocolate orange, I buy it.
Okay. All right. Well, you said you're simple, and I feel like this next thing is
Lion's Tail barrel aged chocolate orange.
Okay, that's fine.
She gave it an 8.8.
No, I wasn't building anything. It's okay.
No, I just was.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's a
Yeah.
SanduskyRegister.com.
So, what have you been up to, Small?
Fuck.
I've read been up listening on the store's to my friend Tyler beer pitch library. An article.
Oh boy, read up on store's beer library. SanduskyRegister.com. This guy. Redesigned his beer cooler to look like a library, or so he says, because there are tragically really no pictures of it that I can see that make it look like a library, other than it says welcome to the beer library.
I mean, there's a lot of beers.
Is it that door that he painted to look like
I guess
a
he
hidden bookcase. Except he says that.
Yeah. It says that he redesigned it so that it'd be a lot of like single options and, you know, craft options so people could, you know, browse around and try different things like you might at a library. But the four pictures they have are just three that look like a normal beer cooler, and then the guy standing outside a door that's painted to kind of look like books.
In a very posed way.
Yeah. I want to like this. I think this is fun, or the idea is fun, but can you show me some pictures of the execution, please?
Yeah, man, I don't know about this, because we went to a whiskey library, and we can get into that if you would like, but sure. There's a big difference between a beer library and a whiskey library in terms of how long stuff is good for, how long stuff needs to be cold for. Like, I think your whole, like, that this needs to be a walk-in. If it's going to work, it needs to be a walk-in, which already makes it, like, less user-friendly, because you don't want to, like, be browsing that long. You don't want to get Mariko Aoki'd in this situation. And maybe there's a bunch of singles, and you can buy a single for, I'm assuming, $20 or something. And, like, that's a cool idea, but even cooled, you kind of got to trade some of this stuff out. As opposed to at a whiskey library where you can just, like, chuck a bottle of 20-year on the shelf and another 20 years later someone can order it and it's fine.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's a much more boring point, but it's a good point.
Cool. Well, I'm done. You guys, do you think?
He talks a lot about in the thing, like, oh, it's organized by, like, themes and, like, a library.
I mean, but I do wonder if it's just that Sandusky doesn't have a lot of craft beer stores, so
or they don't have... I thought you were going to say they don't have a lot of libraries, so they don't know exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
Maybe it's just books in there, and they're like, I don't know.
I mean, like, it could be, but this looks like just every beer store I've ever been to.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I want the racks to look like bookshelves, and I want it to be like paired with stuff like, you know, your dragon's milk is under your fantasy beer section or whatever, you know.
I would really love one of those ladders that I think of as the beast ladders, where like they go up and they kind of slide on rails down the line.
Yeah, I don't think any building has those anymore. They've got to be such a big insurance pit.
I don't know, man. They're no worse than a regular ladder. In fact, they're probably better than a regular ladder. Because you can't teeter-tot backwards on one of those because they're locked in.
I guess. Okay.
I guess how often am I climbing ladders in public?
I guess, yeah, that's what I was going to say. You've been paid by a big ladder over here?
Pretty sure my college library had those ladders. Also, I think the library at the company we work at has.
Is that what you were looking up on your phone? You're looking up ladders on your phone?
I'm not looking at ladders on my phone. I'm looking at
the one in Andromeda.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Because there's like 90 books in that library. Why do they need a ladder?
Because some of the books are on tall shelves. I'm looking at Aunt Ruth's Family Store's Facebook page to see if they have pictures of their beer library.
Do they?
They got pictures of a dog. They got the beer library.
That's the same picture. That's just the door.
Yeah, I mean, like.
So I think these pictures might be out of order. I think the door is leading into the other pictures, and it's just a backroom cooler.
Well, so I think. Like this, the welcome to the beer library is the front of it.
Yeah. No, I got that.
And then that the door with all the books is like next to that, and that's how you go into this cave. And then, yeah, it is just like what the back of Steve's looks like.
Okay, that's unacceptable to me.
I mean, like if you've ever been to a beer store where there's like a little bit of a cooled back room situation, it's just one of those.
I know, but I understand that, and that's where I'm irritated, because if they're saying it's a beer library, it better be like library themed. You can't just have a sign that says "Welcome to the Beer Library."
The lack of theming isn't what gets me. It's that nothing seems like rare or particularly interesting. It just seems like, yep, this is the beer we sell, and if you go in back, there's more of it, but we're calling it the Beer Library.
Yeah. Well, what else do you expect to come out of a place named Sandusky?
Man. Sandusky was rough. Do you think the emergence of Epstein is making Sandusky feel better? Just from like a an evil last name tier list perspective, like,
I don't think
Sandusky's getting aped.
Can we take a step back to talking about this beer library, though? Because now that I can look at the pictures closer.
Oh, we were just going to talk about pedophiles some more, but yeah, we'll talk about beer.
I just want to talk about the fact that... Most of these cooler doors have beer, but one of these coolers is full of ostensibly mixers, but it also... It's just like coffee creamer and chocolate milk and the largest tub of... fake butter I've ever seen, and
oh my god, I thought that was ice cream. I thought that was a gallon of ice cream in a bucket. That's butter?
I think that's
margarine.
Like, I think that's,
I can't believe it's not butter.
No, I think that's fake, like country crock, but in like a large tub.
That ain't right.
Things are getting weird.
In the beer library. That's all I wanted to tell you. There's butter in the beer library.
Giving a whole new meaning to butter beer.
Okay. Is that a phrase that anyone has used before this moment?
Butter beer?
Butter beer?
Yeah.
I don't know. Come with the king, you best not miss there, Three Stacks.
You know what? I hear it now.
Yeah. I like the idea of the beer library. Somebody actually do a good one, please, because this one made me sad.
The whiskey library in Portland was classy as shit, and I was in there in cargo shorts because it was 90 degrees out, sweating my dick off, and just everyone inside was in tuxedos, and I was like, oh, fuck.
That's
but the
funny.
Whiskey was great.
But then another dude came in with his guns out, so his arm guns, not his guns.
That reminds me of when
I rolled my short sleeves up.
Nice. It reminds me of when I went to the... what was it, the Hilton in Bangkok, because my like friends, the friends I've made over there, his dad,
sorry, just was, for a little context for Emily, Hilton is the classiest hotel he's ever heard of. Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, I didn't have to fight some dogs for my room is all I was gonna say. All right, what have you been up to?
Do you want to hear about the people I've had to fight?
Sure.
Well, they're my spouse, and let me explain. So you might be familiar with this book, Beer Hacks.
Yeah, I am.
So there were a few episodes there where my content was, I did a thing of like, here's how to cool your beer down.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're on a new chapter. This chapter, I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, but for the theoretical individual that didn't listen to last week's episode because you weren't here, but is listening because you're back, the next chapter is how to keep your beer cold when you don't have a fridge/cooler, but you do have ice. This is a common problem, but never fear. We've got two very easy solutions. So, like, ridiculous. Absurd. Who, yeah. Like... No individual is in this circumstance. But basically, it's, we have two ideas for shitty makeshift coolers where you could throw like ice in a place and beer also in that place and it would stay cold. Now, for the last couple of here's how to cool your beer down quick, I didn't do them because they were irresponsible.
Yeah, yeah.
Unsafe. You know, I'm not going to spray a fire extinguisher in my basement because I would die and also, more importantly, kill my cat. And so this is a thing I was going to do, and I don't want to point any fingers, but certain members of the production crew told me I was not allowed to do this because I would make too big of a mess.
Boo.
And so Tyler, as an impartial observer who doesn't prefer one of us to the other.
He doesn't have to clean up our basement.
Bro, I'm always the one that cleans up the basement. This is the idea they had that I was going to do, and she said I would prefer... this individual, a member of our production team, said was a bad idea and we shouldn't do, and you get to weigh in.
Okay.
Listener. Also Tyler, I guess, but mostly listener.
Faked out.
Just because I pointed at you and paused?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the... number 13, the ice in the case move, perhaps the most intelligent example of cardboard reuse in history. And I'm not going to read all of this to you because it's so fucking stupid. But basically the idea is, when you get a case that's like a 12 or a 24, a lot of the time they'll have the like cardboard separate-y guy. Yeah. I don't know if there's a term for that. The book certainly doesn't think there is. So it's just as simple as you take all the beer out of the box, you take the separator out, you put like a garbage bag in as a liner, you put the cardboard guy back in, put the beer back in, dump ice over the top, and now that's a makeshift cooler.
Sure.
And so we were going to test, does this work as a makeshift cooler?
And you wouldn't let him do that? There's a whole trash bag in there to gather up all the water.
It's not... The book even says you've made a limited mess.
So
trash bags, I do not think, are as waterproof as you two think they are.
I just think if I... So we're down... We're in the basement. There's the sink we never use for anything because it's so gross.
Put it in the
sink. Just, like, I think, like, we would... Put it, leave it out for 3 hours, see how it does, and then I would just yeet it into that sink.
Spoilers, it will do exactly as well as if you just left a bag of ice sitting out, because there's no insulation at anywhere. You just put your beer in the ice bag that it came in. It's still just ice in a plastic bag.
There were a podcast courageous enough to do the science.
That's right. I don't disagree with you.
I even was like, we have a cooler. I was even like, I should get two things of ice. Do cooler, do the box. And now, like, maybe we have door number three is just ram it into a bag of ice and see how it does. I think we'll get, you'll get fewer bottles and cans in there, but, like, sure, why not?
You even said you had a sink in there, right? Like, just put it in the sink. So if it starts to condensate or whatever, it's just draining into the sink.
I knew you would be on his side, and I just...
tell me I'm wrong about the sink.
We've cleaned up so much water out of our basement since we bought this house. We don't need to introduce more water into our basement. And that's the sink that we pretty much exclusively use for washing puke off of bedding.
And poop, and also paint.
So we know it works.
It works for poop and puke and paint, for sure.
Yeah, and ice melt is less thick and viscous than all of those things.
Unless it's doing something very wrong.
I just...
So we never do this, but I think we should look ahead to next week.
Yeah.
Because there's two of these ice options, and I have not looked at the next one. And maybe we'll decide, as a family, if next week's experiment makes sense. Number 14... The ice bag is your cooler move. Okay, so I hate that.
Incredible.
I hate that as a first sentence.
It's the thing I just said.
Yep. Sure, yep. The floor might get a little wet, but cold beers are far more important. So, I'm just going to fucking read this. Okay, so buckle in.
Yeah, okay.
Another pretty simple one here. You literally just tear a small hole in a medium to large size bag of ice from the store, then... Work your beers deeper and deeper into the ice until you have a bag of ice that looks like it should be on someone's shoulders in the crazy fan section at a Raiders game. You should be able to squeeze at least a six-pack in maybe more. So yeah, it's just get a bag of ice and cram a lamb a ding dong.
So good news for you, Three Stacks. You don't need to test this one because it's even dumber than the first one.
It's going to keep your beer cold until the ice melts, which, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, correct. You know, putting the ice in an actually waterproof vessel. Oh. You just put it in a plastic storage tub. It'll stay cold roughly the same amount of time, and it won't leak all over your floor.
Sorry, I think you might have missed a key detail here. Let me reread the introduction of the chapter. How to keep your beer cold when you don't have a fridge / cooler, but you do have ice. This is a common problem.
I'm sorry. Did they also say when you don't have a plastic storage bin?
I think that was implied.
My favorite part about this is that they give you like the quote unquote complicated one, and then they're like, or you can just cut out the middleman and just fist that ice ball if you want.
I mean, really, it's not worth testing this because it's like,
no, it's not.
Ice keep shit cold. Like, yeah, it dog, does. It do.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, really, it's more a test for. Or is it going to make a big mess? But I feel like the use case here is like camping. So yeah. If you have some leakage, no one gives a shit.
Yeah. And our basement, notably, is not outside.
You got a sink, brother. My brother in Christ. You have a
Yeah, but when the water is on the floor, the sink does not help.
It doesn't have to be on the floor. You could put the whole thing in the sink to start
out.
Well,
no, because there's still a bunch of paint supplies in there from the time I asked Sam to paint a door.
And I did a B-minus job.
And then he didn't clean up all the way.
Well,
so if we're talking about who's cleaning up in this house.
You could have two birds, one stone this. He could have cleaned up the sink as a prerequisite to get to do his stupid thing. You could have come out on top here, and instead we all lost.
Well, no, then we just have soggy cardboard in our sink instead of a paint roller.
I don't know, man. You know what? You have to justify this to St. Peter, so, you know, that's all I gotta say.
I'll live. I mean, won't. I'll be dead.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point.
Notably.
Okay. My plan for St. Peter is to say, I'm with her, and Peter will say, who? And I'll say, she'll be up here in, like, 30 years. Can Yikes. I just, like, chill in the waiting room?
I think that's what purgatory is.
I had a dream. I was in... I died and went to like heaven's waiting room, and it was just, it just looked like an office at like a, I don't know, like a doctor or something like that. And so I sat there for a while and I was like, this is really boring. Can I just go into heaven now? And I went towards the exit door, and some angel got in front of me and started breakdancing to keep me away from heaven. And then I woke up.
I will say your version of purgatory is better than my version of earth. So, like, that's still, like, an upgrade. You get to watch a breakdancing angel. That's kind of rad.
It was real
like
weird.
Like, the traditional angel or the scary many-eye angel?
Well, those are the same thing. Oh, biblical.
Yeah.
You said traditional, and I thought
the,
biblical.
The, like, greeting card angel or the biblically accurate freaky angel?
It was not. So, neither, I guess. It was, like, a radiant human being, but not with, like, wings and, like, white
Mr. Burns getting the radiation glow angel.
I bring love.
Kind of. But breakdancing.
Y'all got podcasts up there?
This was many, many years ago. So I don't think they did, no.
But maybe by now they do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide if I like your waiting room more than I like my current life.
I think somebody, if I'm recalling correctly, somebody was reading like a book or a magazine or something up there. So there's like, you know, media.
No, they got to have the Doughboys. If they got the Doughboys, I don't want no part of it.
They probably have the Doughboys by now, is what
Fuck
I would say.
Yeah.
Okay.
BRB, jumping off a bridge.
That's the only time I've ever died in a dream, though. And then I was like, oh, I just got to sit here. That sucks.
Did you die in the dream, or did the dream start while you were in?
No, I died in the dream.
Did you die in the game? Because then you die in real life.
Yeah, well, that would explain a lot. No, I died in the dream. I went down a slide, and halfway down, I died.
You were going down a slide, Yep. And then you died, and you think you were in the waiting room for heaven.
There were just a bunch of demons fiddling. I don't know why you're being so weird about it.
You know what? This is something I've never put together, and I don't like that you've just said that. So let's move on. Let's move on to something else. Oh, wait, that's on me. Shit, fuck.
Uh-huh, shit, we're fuck. Waiting for you, buddy.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Let's do, I don't know, something else about hell. Yahoo.com, customers vent anger over video of beer machine replacing human job at baseball stadium.
Fuck yeah! So I have no context for this, but I love this idea. I love this.
What, the beer bot?
No. I love everyone hating the beer bot.
Oh, yeah. So Dodger Stadium introduced some beer machines back in 2023. But I guess it's just now kind of getting traction. They are smart serve stations, which, if you will recall, I encountered in Vegas and I think talked about briefly on the podcast, Robot Bartender. So they have these now in Dodger Stadium. And they're still fucking expensive as shit. It's like $20 still, $20.25 for a drink, despite the fact that you've gotten rid of like the whole cost of having a human being there. And so
you've gotten rid of the service. You haven't gotten rid of the price for the goods.
Yeah. I said of the person being there.
I mean, ostensibly, you build the price of paying the human into the price of the beer.
Well, mostly you build the price of the enormous markup into the price of the beer if you're at Dodger Stadium.
Well, they're keeping the enormous markup. And so I think people I think it's kind of funny because people are like, I'm fine if we get robots in here, but they better serve me cheap drinks. Which, I mean,
my favorite part about this is that the article brings up the premise and then just goes into a tirade about why AI is bad and like, man, this is a vending machine. This is not AI. This is just a button.
I mean, they've been doing this with coffee machines for 15 years.
It's not even like dispensing a drink. It's just a vending machine. It just gives you a can.
It doesn't even crack for you?
It doesn't seem to.
I thought it was a whole robot. I thought it was the smart serves that I ran into in Vegas, and now they could be different models, but was a whole robot bartender.
I'm going to watch the...
Oh, no, you're not, because you don't have an X account. Oh, it will let you.
Watch the video now. It's a minute long.
X, the Everything app.
Man, the Everything app is such a terrible subtitle for X, a much worse name. All the stuff about like vaccines cause autism, obviously, like that's not true, but one of my main problems with it has been like, who cares if your kid has autism,
right? And then yeah, for sure.
I saw too much of Elon Musk and I was like, oh, I see why we don't want to have autism.
Oh, it does open the can for it, you.
Yeah, you watched the video. You go. It did. Which, honestly, in a weird way, makes it worse. Because now, it's only service. It can't be retail. Like, maybe I just want a beer. Like, maybe I'm on my... It's the bottom of the seventh, and my team is getting creamed, and I want to beat the traffic. Let me get a beer, and I'm going to drink this when I get home. I don't want to have to hold an open can on the...
Yeah.
I mean, I assume it's for safety reasons in the same way that, like,
yeah,
they take the lids if you get a water bottle at most large venues.
Take the lids. So you can't...
They'll, like, open a bottle of water and hand it to you without the lid, because then if you throw it, it's will empty on the way to its target. You can't bottle of water at someone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which is probably why these have to crack the can for you.
Which is weird, because they don't check my pockets for wrenches.
Yeah.
They do. They absolutely do. Haven't been out in a while.
Yeah.
Not nature's pocket.
I could probably put a wrench in my butt.
And then get it out of your butt?
The nice thing about wrenches is they come in so many different sizes, so I can kind of work my way up to something more deadly.
You gotta practice the combat deployment, you know, like a monkey, just like, whatcha!
It's a shame we don't have video for this, because you just full-on threw a Duke at your camera.
Well, there was a wrench.
But yeah, my point is that this machine has nothing to do with AI, and this is just an article trying to rant about how AI is coming for our jobs.
This feels like some Revan shit up.
Like a basic mechanic.
That's okay. That's all right with me. AI is bad. That's fine.
I mean, yeah, the robots are coming for us, but, like, this particular robot is not the problem.
Yeah, well, it is.
If I were, the supreme overlord of humanity and could make everything in my image, I would make AI do a bunch of shit. Like, do it and do it really good.
that's the problem.
Right. No, well, so the thing is, I would be like, okay, the new work week is 10 hours. And because there's every corporation has incredible profits.
Yeah.
There's just like crazy tax benefits for everybody. So a 10-hour work week is plenty to live very comfortably on. But the problem is that I am not the supreme overlord of the world, and Elon Musk is. So instead, I have to say, get the robots out of here and start campaigning for universal basic income. But like UBI would be good, but what would be better is a teeny tiny work week for everybody and mostly recreation time. But that'll never work because there's too much hoarding, too much wealth hoarding.
Well, it's like the Gatling gun. The guy who made the Gatling gun was like, this weapon will stop war. There'll be no reason to fight because everybody will just be killed so quickly. And it's like, wow, that's a really noble idea, John Gatling. And then it just mows down hordes of folks during, like, every war since. You know? That's kind of
that
the same.
That feels like John Gatling wasn't thinking ahead.
Well,
is it possible he was a dipshit?
It just kind of seems like the same thing, like, with AI. It's like, wow, it could really just, like, change everything. But it's not gonna.
I mean, it is gonna. It's gonna funnel more money to the wealthy.
I guess I just don't see that as that big of a change.
But if elected as supreme leader of the world.
Right.
These are my promises.
This is a good place to launch your campaign.
Every time I read one of these, I'm like, I thought I was about as socialistic as I could get, but somehow I'm more of a socialist. Weird.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Because I agree, like, the whole goal is to get to, like, Star Trek-style, like, post-scarcity space communism, where you can just have, like, the computer, you know, like, make and do stuff for you.
But you need the political element in between that, otherwise capitalist hellscape forever.
Right, yes, exactly. That's where I was going.
Capitalist hellscape aside, as an introvert, I kind of like the beer vending machine. I kind of want the beer vending machine instead of talking to a human.
Don't get the beer vending machine. Wait until there's the, what's it called in Star Trek? Synthahol?
Yeah, Synthahol.
The Synthahol vending machine. Just hold off until we get to there.
I mean, that's fine, but I do just want to push a button instead of having to, like, shout and mumble at a bartender who's like, what do you want? And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I'm scared of you because I'm the way that I am.
Uh-huh.
I can understand that. But I think, like some people mentioned in this article, if you're going to remove the human, the drink should cost less.
Yeah, I suspect that they didn't completely remove the humans, though. And if they
someone's charged... going to stock these machines, and it's not robots.
But if they charge less than, like, the physical person selling the beer, then no one's going to go to the physical person, and then they're going to run out of beer, and then the people are going to be mad. And what you don't want is angry sports fans.
Because they're always calm.
I think more what's happening is that it's a capitalist hellscape. So it should reduce prices. It should increase benefits. But instead, it's just increasing profits for
revenue.
The ruling class.
Well, maybe this is just a big iPad that's projecting on a screen inside. And actually, the part that looks like it's mechanical is just a person who's, like, slowly raising the can up. Because it does lift out of view to crack it. So maybe it's just they, like, slowly lift it up through a thing and then they crack it and then it's just a big mechanical it's all Turk. Human.
Yeah, big just mechanical
some,
Turk.
Some bored guy dicking around on his phone, cracking 20 beers an hour.
Yeah, it's like that scene in, what is it, Men in Black 2, where they go to the post office and the sorting machine is just like an alien sorting all the stuff real fast.
Or like how there was the whole thing of like the Amazon AI store where you pick up stuff off the shelf and you leave and it'll charge you. But it turns out it was just like a bunch of people in India watching cameras
putting
data.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
How
do you know when you've reached capitalist dystopia? Like when you've gone from theorizing it to living in it? Because it's a death by a thousand cuts situation.
Yep. The old frog in the pot, right?
I was just explaining to Emily a week or two ago your concept of Cyber City 1.
Yeah.
And with how good AI is getting at coding, I was like, I'm not sure I'm going to make it to Cyber City 1 anymore.
you got to invest, brother.
I foresee a future where Tyler and I are back-to-back hunting a groundhog together.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're on Spear, I'm on Net. That feel good to you?
Sure. That works for me.
Cool. It's a date.
All right. Oh, boy. Yeah. I wish I could say, actually, I was out hunting something with a spear the other day, but I haven't been up to much. I had to go to a training for something that I helped
write. Bro, you weren't on last week. Tell us where you were last week.
Oh, that's true. I wasn't. You're right. I forgot. I totally forgot. I was in Philadelphia for Becca's birthday. We decided to take a little impromptu trip up there.
You guys sent me a picture of having Scrapple.
Yeah. We had some Scrapple. It was good
as
hell.
I'm assuming only she had Scrapple.
No, well, I she ordered the Scrapple, but I assisted with it.
So you break your rule if it's table scrapping.
I wouldn't actually
say table scrappling.
That's pretty good. All right, points.
Episode title. Good job.
Yep. I wouldn't say it's really a hard fast rule. Like I try not to order like mammals for myself, but like if I go to like somebody's, you know, barbecue and then like we've got, you know, we're eating burgers, that's all we've got. Like I'll just eat them. Like it's not that big of a deal.
It's not hard and fast.
Yeah, exactly. We went to a pretty cool little art thing. It was called the Magic Gardens, Becca? Yeah, Magic Gardens. Some dude back in the day just like started making a whole bunch of mosaics on and around this building. And so that's what it is. They're real weird though. Like real odd. Like I don't know how to describe it. Like a bunch of wieners all over the place. Like hidden wieners, you know? Like they're not always obvious, but if you look the right way, you're like, oh, that's a wiener over there.
I think being sneaky about the wiener is how the Sigma Alpha Epsilons operated in college.
Sneaky about the wiener. That's right. Yep. Yeah. But it was cool. They had like a little scavenger hunt thing to do. Not like a scavenger hunt. That's not really what it is. Well, kind of. You didn't grab it. You had to look for like certain things in the mosaics. And because it was an eye spy
of dicks.
Yeah, I spy. Thank you. I spy. Well, no dicks were on there. I just happened to spy a lot of dicks.
Do you think maybe that says thing about you?
Maybe, but they were hidden, but like once you saw it, you're like, oh, that's a penis.
And was there just a pamphlet about Freud next to it?
No, it wasn't. Not like.
Do you think the dicks look juicy, plump, and delicious?
I'm saying it was like attached to a person. It would be like a statue of a person with a huge erection. Like, I'm not saying like, oh, it was like kind of hanging like a dog.
I mean, from your perspective, every erection looks huge.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Dong police coming to get you.
So, one of the animals is doing something that I don't really prefer, but I think it's probably okay.
But yeah, despite all the hidden dongs, it was pretty rad. I don't usually like art stuff. I don't like paintings. I'm not into paintings at all. I find them very boring. But like sculpture or anything like 3D is pretty cool.
Oh man, where were we that we went to that museum? Belgium or the Netherlands or something? And there was a whole section that was like still lifes of bowls of fruit. And I was like, I'm looking at 50 bowls of fruit and none of them look great. Like, why are these in a museum? Why is this a wing of a museum? Like, yeah, there were some cool pieces of art in there. But it was like, it just looked like this wing is people practicing and they're not great, but they're getting better. It's just like, okay, that's awesome. But you don't need to put them in a museum. Like, yeah, much better than I could ever paint. But like,
sure,
I would never offer my shitty paintings to scribbles, be put up anywhere. Your I would probably doodles, hide them because they would look like shit.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's actually just what fruit used to look like in the 1700s.
Bad? Like, yeah, that's probably
like
true.
Grainy and the wrong color and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything was very low res back then.
Crazy.
It's actually, it seems like it's resolution, but it's more of an issue of aspect ratio.
Because
that was back when they were doing 4:3, but now we're up to 16:9, and everything is a little crisper, a little cleaner.
Everything was really small back then.
Yeah, well, other than if you ask Tyler, all the dicks.
Sure.
Right. Monsters. It is weird that people used to dream in black and white. Isn't that odd? That's not a joke. That's for real.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, like, not all the time. It's not like everybody's dreams are black and white all the time, but like before, like, color photography and TV and stuff like that, people often had dreams in black and white because that's how they were, like, seeing images. It's recorded. I didn't make this up.
I'm going to do my own research.
Okay.
It's like Joe Rogan black and white photography.
Yeah.
How much TV were they watching? You know what most of the world looks like? Not that.
Like, I don't think of my dreams as being like movies. And maybe that's just that it's so deep in my brain that I'm not picking up on it. It's just like, this feels like lived experience.
I don't know.
But wacky.
It's like, I definitely believe in aliens, but I don't believe in, like, UFO sightings. Ever since I heard of the great airship panic of, like, 18-whatever. Like, people were seeing, like, airships, like, phantom airships in the sky. Because that was the most advanced air technology, you know? And, like, as technology's gotten better, we've seen UFOs more along that technology appear.
And then as soon as, like, the idea of, like, the little green alien guys, now all of a sudden everyone's getting abducted by little green alien guys, even though they were just from movies.
Correct.
I'll have to pray on this.
Okay, that's good. We also went to a thrift store that was pretty rad, but for some reason had one corner that was just a bunch of pornog.
Cool, man. First Amendment's important.
Eco-friendly.
It was all, like, VHS tapes from the 90s. It's really weird.
Yeah, I mean, how else do you get rid of them?
That's a good point, I guess.
Honestly, you should put them in a box, put them in a vault. They'll have resale value later.
I mean, probably they won't, because VHS actually is not, like, a particularly stable medium.
Yeah, that's why we should have gone with Betamax.
And now we're back to the influence of pornography.
Yeah, we definitely have to laser engrave sodomania into some titanium plates so it will survive the end of days.
Oh, man, that is such a good Strokes album, Sodomania.
Strokes album. Yeah. All right, let's do our last article, I guess. The growth of lager beer. Oh, where'd it go? I lost them.
Beer review magazine. I submitted two different beer review magazine.blogspot.com articles that were both from Reddit, which makes me feel like somebody wrote some articles and submitted them to Reddit.
I think that might be true. I hate to clown on this person too hard because it's just like a blog. And this is just a person basically doing what we're doing, but typing it out. But they're talking about how, like, 2026 is going to be the year of the lager and why lager is growing in craft beer. And I don't know. It just, it's a lot about how, like, lagers are safe, and if you have a couple lagers, like, on your menu, it's probably going to be better for folks because folks are looking for, like, cleaner, gentler stuff now, which is fine, whatever. But I don't know. For me, craft beer, like, the cool part about craft beer was it was doing new things and, like, pushing things in different directions. And there's only so far you can push a lager, you know?
Which is to say, not that far.
Not that far.
I mean, I think it's always good if you're going to have a beer menu with six or eight beers, have a lager on there for your buddy who prefers Bud Light and is like, well, I got to drink something a little fancier because I'm out. Something, I mean, it's very accessible, but I don't see why there would be a revolution. I have to pee so bad. You guys
just use the sink back there.
Please don't be that mean to each other.
I mean, I have had some craft lagers that I thought were decent, but, and I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm stuck in like the craft beer scene of almost 15 years ago at this point, but like, I don't know. I thought that was always the interesting thing about craft is how it was inventive. And I don't see how they can be so inventive with the lagers.
I mean, I think, you know, it's probably just a recession indicator also of, like, people aren't going out to try beers. If they're going to go out, they're going out for, like, a meal. And they're going to try a beer while they're out. But you don't want, like, a crazy, flashy IPA while you're eating, you know. Whatever, anything other than, like, pizza burger. Or a burger. You just want something that, like, pairs better with more stuff, I guess. I also wonder if it's just that, like, Gen Z isn't drinking as much, and with an aging craft beer target demographic, people don't want a 9% triple IPA. They want a 4% lager that they can, like, drive home and take care of their 6-year-old.
Oh man, that's I hate driving culture in the US. Like, I never go out to the bar because then what, I'm gonna fucking drive 20 minutes back to my house, like, so I can have what, one beer, or I can have a couple beers and then wait 4 hours to go back home. Ugh, sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I was, when we go to Hop House every Wednesday, we take the whole family, we go, and the children get root beer and split a giant pretzel. And usually Sam drives home, but on the weeks when Sam isn't there and I have to take just the girls, like, if the boy is being fussy and Sam stays home with him for some reason, I have to be very strategic about what beer I can drink.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, well, for sure.
I can't just, like, sit here with my children for 45 minutes after I have finished my one beverage.
Exactly. What a bummer. I don't know. I wish I could just get crunk and then walk home. But alas.
I mean, we could. It's only like a mile. But then our car is already there.
Yeah.
Then what we do.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I don't like the world this article envisions where you walk into a bar and it's like three hazy IPAs and then three lagers. Like, so miserable. But I don't know. Recession indicator is a good point.
Speaking of how depressing it is to drink a bunch of hazy IPAs all the time, should I rate my hazy IPA?
You sure should.
Neato. I had a beer, which I'm not entirely sure, but I think is Hot Butcher Dogfish Head Square and a Circle and a Square.
He's acting like it's really hard to read that, and it's just, that's very clearly what it says.
It's just such a weird name for a beer that it makes me wonder if there's, whatever, who cares?
I'm sorry.
I'm not the biggest fan of I'm gonna take that one again. Should we leave it in? Are you having too much fun?
I thought it was really funny.
That okay. She struggled to get up from her chair.
No. She coughed loudly into the microphone and then was like, oh, I have to excuse myself. I'm making too much noise. And then kicked over the chair, making a much larger clatter.
All right. Well,
very,
I'll leave
very
it
much in. Amused me. Very much Sorry. Amused me.
Stop yelling your apology. Ruining it. Yeah, so this is, like, I'm not a big hazy guy, but I think this kind of delivers on the idea of what a hazy can be, which is light on hops, but they're still there. Very accessible, bright, fruity flavors. It's doing a great job of being a hazy IPA, and the ceiling for a hazy IPA for me is just somewhere around a 7. So I'll give this a 7 and say, if you like a really bright fruit forward hazy, this kicks ass. But I kind of would rather have something a little more classic, but that's not for everybody.
I'll keep an eye. I would be interested in at least trying this beer. I don't know that I want a whole pack of them, but I would try one for sure.
I mean, it's a Dogfish collab, so you should be able to find it.
They should be around me. That's a good point. Unlike Quilmes Clásica, an Argentinian cerveza, 4.2%, I believe. 4.9%.
When you try to do an accent, you just sound racist. I know you're not. You're doing your best. But it sounds like you're making fun of the language instead of trying to speak the language, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Too bad it's not like...
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Fiesta every day, amigos. That was an ad for a local Mexican restaurant out in California. It was pretty painful every time it came
in
on.
California. I could see that shit in Delaware, but California, no, you guys actually California. Have Latino people.
I know. Yeah. Fiesta every day. Anyway, 4.9% ABV. And, this was just like a fine, normal, like macro type lager. It was whatever, but it's really just head and shoulders above that Haitian beer or whatever. I mean, that was terrible. So maybe I'm a little colored by that, but I think I'll give this a 4.7. It was fine. I wouldn't go out of my way to get it, but I'm like not mad at it, you know? And I will recommend this to people who are in Argentina. Stacks?
I had Left Hand Brewing Company's Chocolate Orange Nitro Milk Stout. I don't think I said at the beginning, it's 6% ABV. I had this in like the coldest part of our fridge, and as it has warmed up, the orange has come out a lot more.
As it's warmed up, or if you have a really refined palate, however you want to.
Sure. Or if you haven't taken a sip of a hazy IPA immediately before you drink it, it tastes a lot orangier. This one is a much more natural orange flavor than the last chocolate orange stout I had. It's just like Left Hand makes a great nitro milk stout. They're always just very smooth and surprisingly light for being a stout. I'm going to give this one an 8.9 because I gave the other one an 8.8, and I would prefer to drink this one again. Those are both inflated because the last one was like 12%. And I had drunk most of the 12% beer when I was rating it.
I was just going to say this one is 6. Hit me with the Imperial. Call me back when you got Imperial. Because make this shit at 11, please.
No, don't do that. I want to drink it, and I can't drink it
but
at 11.
But I don't care about your feelings.
All the beers are for boys, and I'm just a little lady, and I want to drink yummy beers, too. I'm going to recommend this to anyone who's really into Oberon but wants a winter beer.
Oh, okay.
So, marry 7 months from now.
Yeah. Now that we've just entered Oberon season.
There's Oberon days and Oberon nights. If days and nights are seasons. That made sense. Yeah, that made
Nailed
sense.
Nailed it. Let me double check. Stuck the landing.
Let me double check. Yeah, that made sense.
If you just keep saying it, it makes it believable.
Yeah, that one made sense.
Yep. Great. Well, we know you're not trying to cool your beer down next week by sticking it in a bag of ice. Do we know what you're
drinking?
Because
I'll be not allowed to.
Yeah. Well, also, it's fucking stupid. It's like
it's a bad idea.
It's the
whole book is bad ideas. That's the premise.
Some are worse than others.
It's the Thunderstruck drinking game of keeping your beer cold. You know, just like the lowest common denominator.
I quite frankly am surprised that the third suggestion in the how to keep your beers cold if you have ice but don't have a cooler is not just put a couple ice cubes in your beer.
Oh, we did that article already. Gen Z apparently is big into iced beer.
And that's beer on not like an ice beer, not like Natty Ice.
Right, that's beer with ice cubes in. Correct.
See, she can't even tell if you're doing a bit. That's how you can tell that this book sucks.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, listener, thanks for sticking through this one, I guess. If you want to, I don't know, man. What do they want to do?
They want to email us to convince us that it's a really fun idea for me to stick a bunch of cans of beer into a bag of ice.
Ooh, if they want to come volunteer to mop the water out of our basement again.
They should email Emily statistics on the waterproofability of a plastic bag. That's what I would like to see. And you can do that by emailing us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at BrewsDayTuesday.com or you can blue sky us at BrewsDayTuesday. Let's keep it down. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Comes up here, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. Bro, next time we're out of town, I'm doing one of these. And the thing is, it's kind of a best case for you, because In one situation, the in my opinion, much more likely situation, it makes no mess. In the less likely situation where there is a mess, I'm immediately like, oh fuck, she's gonna dunk on me so hard if she sees this mess I made. I gotta clean this shit up now! And so you'll never have to deal with a mess.